Lightning 100. Lightning 100.
3 o'clock in the Music City. My name is Casey. Hello, how are you? Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lightning Casey. The show today brought to you by Von Elrod's Air, 1004 4th Avenue North Walk-In. Say hello. Tell them you heard about them here on Lightning 100. Happy hour going to kick off in about an hour. And brunch happening Saturday and Sunday. So we talked about Live on the Green yesterday. The big announcement, the big rollout, it has happened. It is here. Now that's going to be in August. Between now and then, though, still great live music at Centennial Park with Musicians Corner. And one of the artists you can see tomorrow has been good enough to join us here in the Lightning 100 studio. It's our buddy Briston Maroney. How you doing?
Hey, what up, dude?
Glad thanks for coming by, man. Good
thanks,
to see
man.
You.
Thanks, man. Glad to be back.
Yeah, so Musician's Corner tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's you, Soccer Mommy, Bantug, and Sophia Burrow. I believe we're going to be on stage tomorrow.
I think Idle Bloom was on there, too, maybe.
Yep, they are. You're right.
Super stoked about that.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good lineup, right?
Killer lineup. I can't wait.
Have you played Musician's Corner before?
I have not. Okay. I've been for years since I've been in Nashville.
Yeah.
And always had the dreams of being up on the big stage.
Well, there you go. I would imagine, because I always tell people I've done everything but play in a band, because nobody needs me trying to make music. I'll just talk about it, you know?
I'd listen to your band.
Aw, you're too kind. To me, I guess for an artist to go from watching it to actually getting booked and being on the stage, that's got to be a good feeling, right?
Dude, it's an honor. Yeah, it's weird. It's so weird. Yeah. I've just talked about it today with some buddies. Just like, that's what I did when I first came to Nashville. It's just like, go to Musician's Corner, go to Live on the Green, go to these venues we're getting to play now. And, like, it is really strange. Yeah. It happened very quickly. Just flew by. It's insane.
You know, that's one of those things, too, I would imagine. You know, if you're noticing how fast all this stuff is happening, I guess the key would be, you know, don't question it. Just let it happen and enjoy it, right?
Truly. It's very, like, Father of the Bride, too.
There you go.
Like, moves out of the house. Doesn't need to do that. Yes.
Right. And you have to remind yourself that Armani don't make a navy blue tuxedo, right? Absolutely. You didn't expect that, did you?
That was good.
Very nice.
Oh,
I know you put out the Indiana EP about 5-6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, not long.
You want to go ahead and play us something maybe from that, and then we'll talk a little bit?
I would love that. Yeah.
What do you want to do, man?
I'll start off with one off that EP called Caroline, if that's cool.
Yeah. Briston Maroney live on Lightning 100.
Caroline. You don't have to lose your mind. Just be sure that you're on time to your next few appointments. Caroline, amber hair and big blue eyes, locks herself behind the light and spins her favorite records. 'Cause she's got some dreams in her heart. She just needs somewhere to start. I don't want to be the one to tell you. You don't need to be the last to know. Got big dreams and an attitude. Everything you need, what you need to do is go. Just go. Caroline, standing on the starting line. Foot slipped out and you fell down a mile from the finish. Caroline, coming in at 4'9". Everybody talks so big, but you don't have to listen. 'Cause she's got some dreams and some cat. She just needs somewhere to crash. And I don't wanna be the one to tell you. You don't need to be the last to know. Got big dreams and an attitude. Everything you need, what you need to do is go. Just go. Caroline, know you're gonna be just fine. But your name belongs in line with all the constellations. Caroline, No, it's gonna take you far. Pick up your guitar and tell me why you're so frustrated.
Lightning 100. That's Bristol Maroney hanging out with us live doing Caroline from the Indiana EP. That's a cool song, man. I dig
that. Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
Where'd you record the EP?
We tracked the EP in Franklin, Kentucky.
Okay.
In the middle of nowhere.
Was this was it like an abandoned rubber band factory?
That's exactly what it was.
Man, you're like the third or fourth person I've talked to who's mentioned that.
There are so many cool bands that got a track out there.
Yeah.
It's an awesome space. It's called Thundersound.
Yeah.
I know Raylan Baxter did some stuff out there.
Yep.
And buddies in like Dan Luke.
Yeah.
Dan Luke and the Raid did some stuff out there. But yeah, dude, the owner very recently passed away, like super tragically, man. But we got to spend some time with him right before he passed. So it was like a really crazy experience.
Yeah.
Very surreal.
Yeah.
Super weird old place.
And what I hear, it's like you're quite literally like you're in the middle of nowhere, and maybe, and I know the first time I heard about it, parts of this facility are still kind of creepy, are they not?
Oh, it's terrifying.
For lack of a better way to put it.
No, there's like, so the studio is like a big wide hallway basically with like rooms along each side. Dude, it's like a haunted house. Like each door you open, there's like different weird things that pop out.
Yeah.
And it's like some of them you just open and you just walk through, and then you just like, I don't know, man. You never come back.
That's awesome.
No, dude, it's really cool.
A lot of cold breezes on the back of the neck and lots of scratching sounds.
Dude, there's literally a black cat that hops around. Its name is Thundercat.
Oh, that's just perfect, isn't
it? I know. Picturesque, man.
That's awesome. That's very on brand, I think the kids say now. You have Bristol Maroney with us on Lightning 100. He's going to be out at Musician's Corner coming up tomorrow. Free show out at Centennial Park. The last time I saw you, I think last time maybe a lot of our listeners saw you, was at the New Sound of Nashville show with Lucy Silvas.
Yeah, man.
It in. That was a great show.
Thank you.
That was
ma'am.
A good time. And
we
talk a lot about you because we play your stuff on the station and on the 615 Monday nights. And whenever I play it, I always talk about your stage presence. I dig you on stage,
thanks, man.
Because you do this thing, and I'll describe it like you do this thing where it's like this half stomp, half stumble thing, and right when you think, okay, he's gonna eat the stage, no, he's got his feet under him, and it looks really cool.
Thank you very much.
Is that just kind of you letting go and putting caution to the wind?
There's a lot more practice and terrified feelings on my end than you think. I'm equally as scared of falling. Every time.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, man, I think it's fun. It's like an opportunity. There's no other profession that you get to do that, and like people reward you for doing that.
I may have said that exact same thing roughly about your show that night on the air, because I was talking about he's doing the stumbling thing and he had green hair and he was wearing like this orange shag carpet jacket.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was awesome. And that's like that's like the profession where you can get away with it.
Truly,
right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be wrong to not take advantage of it, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, you walk in to sell, life insurance or something, people might look weird at you.
True.
You know, your chosen profession, though.
I got denied a license plate in rural Florida where my mom lives. I went to like register my car.
Yeah.
And this like person working at the counter just like, she was like, I don't trust you. Like straight up. As when I had just dyed my hair.
Oh man.
It was intense, man.
And no disrespect to our Floridian listeners that we may have, but
truly.
What do you gotta do to get barred something in Florida, man?
There's like a list of like five very grave, serious things have to do.
There's a reason why like Florida Man has become a joke in and of itself.
It's a thing, man. I think that would be a great band name.
Yeah, I think so. I think especially if you got something weird up your sleeve, Florida
truly.
Man. Absolutely.
Yes. It could definitely Nashville, listen up.
There you go.
I want to open for you, Florida man.
There you go. I love it. You heard it here first. It's Bristol Maroney telling you what's up on Lightning 100. The Indiana EP, you did something really cool with it. It's out on pink vinyl.
Yeah, ma'am.
And I love, like, vinyl for me, it's almost like an old Cadillac. There's that specific shade of pink, like that. I call it Elvis pink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Or it looks so cool, man.
Dude,
I love that.
Absolutely.
Was that your call?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah, I'm the same way, man. Like,
yeah.
I love just like, I don't know, old guitar cases have this like certain color to them, like that felt inside and stuff like that.
Yep.
It was very on brand with, with like recording the record out there and stuff. Like,
yeah.
This very just like smooth.
Yeah.
Just like placid kind of color.
That's but awesome.
Thanks, dude.
Who's on the cover?
That is my girlfriend's little sister.
Yeah.
Her name is Charlotte. Her dad calls her Charlie Parker.
Okay.
And then Gracie, and that got shortened to Parky. So
okay.
I call her Parky.
Okay.
So my girlfriend Gracie, yeah, she the little girl on the album cover is dressed like a photo of Gracie when she was little. That's her big sister.
Okay.
And yeah, that's like, yeah, it's very cute. <That's>, I don't know.
it really is, but like, just
thanks, man.
And like that picture and just the whole package, man. It's really cool.
Dude, thank you.
I would encourage people. You know, I always say, you know, if you're gonna buy the album, buy it on vinyl and get it directly from the artist and pay money for it.
Dude, thank you.
I have this thing, and the listeners are probably tired of me saying it, but I just have this weird notion of, you know, what if people could make money and put out records, and you know, or could make money by putting out records?
Sure.
What a novel concept, right?
Truly, yeah. It's like that. Sadly, I think those days are. Yes, possibly. But yeah, man, I mean, we've talked about it a lot, the dudes I play with for the live shows. Like, you know, we've all, just from touring and things like that, we've gotten to the point where it's like, you know, if we're home, we've stopped asking our friends for hookups to shows and stuff like that. And just like, dude, it's, you know, $10 is a lot of money, I guess, for, you know, for someone in my position. Like, we're all working and we're all serving and doing all this stuff. But, you know, if you want to support, I think, paying $10 for a show, paying $15 for your friend's t-shirt, like, we're all trying to make it, man, and like, I think that is an important thing to keep in mind.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think most people, if you're doing it the right way and for the right reasons, you get into music, it's a labor of love. What people forget about is labors of love get very expensive the longer you do
them.
Yeah,
man.
So
truly,
when we say support local music, we mean a little bit more than, you know, just throwing your fist up at the show. You know what I mean?
That's a good start, but
yeah, it works. It works. Yeah, but man. Who plays with you on stage? Who's your band?
We got Jack Filipovich, Jack Philly on bass. He's amazing, man. He is like best stage presence I've ever seen. We got Noah Pope on drums.
Right on.
Yeah, man. They're my best friends. We've spent a lot of time together this year.
I was going to say, I mean, you've been on the road a lot so far this year, haven't you? You just did a run with Vacation Manor.
We were with Vacation Manor. Right after that, went out with Liz Cooper, which was insane. Loved them so much. And then got to go out with a band called Wallows from L.A.
Right on.
Yeah, dude, we have not been home very much at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You played I just saw a couple pictures of it, I think maybe on your Twitter. You played a really cool-looking show in Chicago with Vacation Manor.
Dude, yeah. Oh, what was that club called? Oh, I think that was the Subterranean.
Okay.
Dude, that place is awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was like, we traveled our quote-unquote lighting rig for that tour was like, we bought these like three lamps from Goodwill right before we left.
Oh, yeah.
So we just killed the house lights and put up these little like, just like living room lamps.
Yeah.
And that room looked really cool with the lamps.
That's and it photographed very well too. It looks really cool.
That's all it's about, man.
Yeah.
Just a little trick of the camera.
There you go. That's awesome. We're hanging out with Brista Maroney live here on Lighting 100. Tomorrow, he is going to be a part of Musician's Corner. Going to be a great lineup. Soccer Mommy, Bantug, Sophia Burrow. We said Idle Bloom's also going to be on that show. Mm-hmm. Can we get you to go ahead and play something else for us?
Yeah, man.
What do you want to do?
I'll do one more off the Indiana EP, if that's okay.
What are we thinking?
I will do Fool's Gold, if that's cool.
A radio edit?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, that was fun. I think that was one of the first explicit songs I ever like put out and had to like show to my family.
And people can get that version on the EP. I have a feeling we're going to hear a slightly different version here live on the radio.
Yeah, slightly edited. Slightly edited.
All right, man. Take it away, bud.
Dude, thank you very much. I like to dedicate the song to Paul Rudd. My friend asked me to say Paul Rudd on this stage.
Well, there we go. We just checked that random box, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I'm glad that happened.
All right.
Hate to say it, but I think I'm getting too old for conversations that my mind won't even let me hold. Your attention isn't worth my weight in fool's gold. Wanna let go? Can I let go? Started talking and you couldn't look in my eyes. Told me stories about you drinking on the 4th of July. Every little truth had turned into a big lie. Why do I try? If I fall asleep with my hopes held high, will they be there when I wake? Maybe we can take some time, move out west where we can do this right.
broken clock still keeps the time. Who says I've got to stay in line? I'm so sick of these city lights. Everything here's black and white. And she's calling me to bed, but I will not sleep tonight. Is it just me or is this music playing too loud? All the kids dressed in black really getting me down. Mother warned me about hanging with the wrong crowd. Gotta get out, gotta get out. Don't really care if you intended to ignore me. Wish that I could close my eyes and just go back to sleep. That's your best friend and she's passed out in the back seat. She needs you more than me. If I fall asleep with my hopes held high, will they be there when I wake? But maybe we can take some time. Out west where we can do this right. Broken clock still keeps the time. Who says I've got to stay in line? I'm so sick of these city lights. Everything here's black and white. And she's calling me to bed, but I will not sleep tonight. Have a tendency to overthink in my head. Let's just listen to some music and go back to bed. Probably didn't hear a single word that I said. Just forget it until the morning.
All right, Briston Moroney is with us live here on Lightning 100. Fool's Gold, doing it live here in studio. Of course, you can get it on the Indiana EP. That's the video in the flower shop, right?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
I love that video, man.
Thanks,
that
dude.
Is so cool.
Thank you so much.
I think, and actually, I made a note of it. When I got to the line, are the perennials smiling today? It's like, okay, I'm going to dig this video.
Dude,
this is fun.
Thank you. Yeah, it was pretty weird. My friend who directed it, Joey Broadnecks, that was the whole talking thing. It was like his idea.
Yeah. It strikes me almost as like there's a little bit of like a David Lynch, but using Tim Burton's old color palette kind of.
Oh my gosh, that is like a huge compliment.
Well, there you go.
That's like definitely stuff I love.
I dug it, man. Everybody should track that video down and give it a watch. So, thanks, Briston Moroney hanging out with us now. See him tomorrow. Going to be at Centennial Park Musicians Corner. Soccer Mommy, Bantug, Sophia Burrow, Idle Blooms. The Indiana EP is out now. Get it at all your favorite music getting places, or go see Briston and buy it directly from him, because that's the natural order of things, right?
Truly.
Thank you for coming by, man. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much for having me, man.
And we'll be right back in just a minute. We're going to do some local stuff from Jake Wesley Rogers. Here's the latest that's going to happen next on Lightning 100.
Great weather is here, so join us outside.